Richard, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. It's a great day.
It's always a great day with you. You ever wake up and go, oh, what a lousy day?
You can't do that if you work for a chamber of commerce.
Well, listen, I wanted to get your take on the big vote from last Friday. The tax plan barely squeaked through. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly had to cast a deciding vote. But that pesky old Michigan business tax is going to go by the wayside, and now we have a new tax structure. What are your thoughts on that?
Last week was a big week. The MBT is a jobs killer. It will soon be repealed. Governor Snyder and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly deserve a lot of credit, along with legislative leaders in the House and the Senate. A win's a win. This was a big step forward for job creation and business growth. Very positive development.
Richard, we have heard folks who say that with this $2 billion budget deficit, that the poor and the middle class are taking on too much of trying to eliminate this burden, and that business is not paying their fair share. How do you respond to that?
Bill is a net tax cut. It's part of a comprehensive plan to balance the budget without a general tax increase. The governor and legislative leaders have a clear focus on more and better jobs. That's the most important thing we could do for our friends and neighbors and relatives who don't have a job or who are underemployed. We're certain that this package of bills will have a positive impact on job creation and economic growth, and that's really the best thing we can do to get the state moving forward and to make sure that there's adequate revenue to fund K-12 education and community colleges and our universities. You and I have talked before about how we're all in this together as taxpayers. This bill is a net tax cut, and it will help tens of thousands of small businesses and medium-sized companies escape double taxation. And those are the companies in the Lansing area and throughout the state that are creating most of the new jobs.
You mentioned adequate tax funding. It just seems that's kind of a casual way to talk about funding for education. When you look at the aspect I hear from business leaders that we need top quality education and we need to keep college graduates here in the state of Michigan to attract and keep employers and to attract and keep jobs. Well, if we're not putting all the funding that we can into education, isn't adequate the wrong statement to make?
I chose the word adequate very carefully because we don't want to either overfund or underfund K-12 education, community colleges, universities, or other essential services. I chose the word adequate because I recognize that people of goodwill can look at that question and reach different conclusions. That's what the give and take of the legislative process is all about. I think one of the things that's important here, Tony, is that we shift the debate away from inputs, how much we spend, to outputs, how much we achieve. The fact is that there is no direct relationship between how much you spend and the quality of education. Even here in the Lansing area, there are high-spending school districts that produce poor results. There are average spending school districts that produce above average results. So we've got to focus more on return on investment. And again, a strong and growing economy is the best guarantee we can have that there'll be enough money to properly fund education and other essential services.
All right, two more questions for you. Number one, there are those who said that if business was paying a little bit more into the coffers, that we wouldn't have to cut from education or social programs that help the poor. How would you respond to that?
We can't afford to turn back the clock. We've got to move toward state and local government that is smaller and more efficient and produces better results. It's simply unsustainable to maintain the status quo. We've got to focus on tax reform, reinventing Michigan, and more and better jobs. And I think people will be very surprised 6 months or 12 months from now how much the economy has improved as we move forward together.
All right, Richard, what needs to happen next for business to prosper? What can be done now to keep the ball rolling?
We need to make sure that the tax reform bill has just been passed, is signed into law, and properly implemented over the next 6 months. We need to balance the state budget without a general tax increase, and we need to keep moving forward toward a leaner and more efficient state government and local government. and then let the private sector work. We need to focus on job creation and business growth.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Tony.